hello. It's been a long time.
Good to be back.
It's been quite some time before we've been here in this place.
Before we've been here.
But here we are. We're back in the saddle again.
What are we listening to here?
That was Dolores Catherine. I can't read it from here. Dolores Catherino. Temporal Plane.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So, I'm glad you like it. I'm here back in the saddle again. Like I said, the Grindcast 2015. I'm with myself and me, myself, and I. Oh, it looks like we have to be careful to not do that. Because that's coming up like crazy.
Be gentle.
Yeah, don't touch the table. Don't touch the table.
My pants are open, by the
way. Oh, that's okay. So, Michael Manbeef. No, you're not Michael Manbeef.
No.
Who are you?
What's your name? Say it into the microphone.
My name's Franklin.
Who the hell are you? No, I wasn't talking to you.
Did someone let this kid in? Lock the door.
Yeah, I'm Franklin.
You're supposed to lock it.
It's all right. They don't mind.
Me?
Yeah, I don't know. So...
Who are any of us, really? I mean...
I wasn't thinking this through.
Right?
But I don't have a lot of the...
depth?
Sound effects. I used to have this whole folder of sound effects.
You got a keyboard? A Casio?
It's over there. Get the old harmonica out.
Yeah, there you go.
So, but anyway, I had this whole folder and it's gone. I don't know what happened to it. And, I'm just gonna make up the songs for the segments that I normally have, so...
You want to do a song?
Is it Trick or Treat? Mystic, are we Trick or Treat?
He's talking to you, dude.
What?
Mister.
Should we do a song?
Well, I was just doing the intro to the segment.
He's back.
For Dreams.
For Dreams?
So what kind of dreams haunt you?
What kind of dreams haunt me? I don't know.
What's your
sometimes the paralysis happen.
The sleep paralysis?
Hmm.
That's interesting.
Mm.
So is it usually like the situation where with the aliens,
or whatever it is? Sometimes, yeah, there's some things.
I never had sleep paralysis and saw things, but I had sleep paralysis sometimes. And like had
once
to
I
really
felt
I could
something.
Look around and couldn't see.
It's fucked.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
You felt something touch you?
I felt something. Yeah. Like by my leg and shit, all hairy and little.
What?
And I went and grabbed it, and that's how I knew it was, like, hairy, and it started shaking.
What?
Yeah, and I'm like, I was able to regain my movability. And this fucker's shaking, and I'm like, oh my God. And, like, I was getting out of it, and I could move again, and I fucking threw it. And then I went to throw my garbage, and, like, that's when I woke up. I threw the garbage, and... Nothing.
And then
nothing
it happened.
There.
Shit.
But it was fucking scary.
That was your scariest nightmare?
Situation? Guess. If it was a nightmare, that shit was pretty real, man. But you know.
There are.
Shit.
It's hard for me to think of one haunting nightmare.
Out of so many. I know how you feel.
What about these aliens? Do you think they exist? What do you think about the idea that the aliens are invisible, in fact?
Yes. And you could see them only under certain circumstances.
Perhaps. But they're there.
This might work better without these.
I like...
doing all right.
You hear the thing. Kind of sounds like we're in some kind of
keep
a
slowing down.
Halls.
Yeah, halls.
I don't know.
Well...
So what do you think about... Okay, it's 2015. World events. What has happened since 2000... When's the last time I did this? 2014?
Didn't you do this last week?
Yeah, but it wasn't good quality, so I didn't upload it.
Change in the Daily Show host.
That's right. Yeah. We have a black grandfather now to tell us the news.
Excuse me?
Black grandfather.
Black grandfather.
Tell us the news.
What does that mean?
He was grandfathered in.
I'm black.
And he's black.
Oh.
My name's Franklin.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I know.
What else happened?
What have you been up to?
Me? I've been playing with my bands. I play in a few different projects.
Oh.
Yeah.
A few projectiles?
No, not just projects.
What are the names of the projects?
Well, one is Mama Shogun and Tuna Melts. I'm Tuna Melts. And it's a duo. It's a heavy duo.
Right.
Bass and drums. And then there's a band called Ill Earth, which is like an experimental noise band, you know, sort of heavy epicness.
I didn't know you were into that shit nowadays.
Yeah. And
what?
Well, I mean, I used to play like noisy and
stuff noise rock thing
with a lot.
Yeah.
Back in the day. That's when it's.
We can't say his name.
That's the early days.
That's all right. I'll just go back and
flub it.
We'll bleep it out for legal purposes.
8:45.
Yeah, but and then there's one more.
Band.
Do we have time for one more?
Uh-huh. Of what?
Anyway, it's a band. One more band, you know. It's called And They Came Out Swinging. That's the working title.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah. That's, when we sign up at the bar, that's what we sign up as. So.
Oh, that's you and...
my cousin. That's another duo. Guitar and drums, but Ill Earth tends to be a trio or a quartet.
This delays.
Sounds like Ben Stein is talking.
Yeah, you guys are really boring the shit out of me. Not really.
Anyway, I got one of these
meatballs
here. These meatballs have vitiligo.
I
wouldn't advise eating those meatballs.
You're gonna make me want to
as your friend.
Yeah, I might not eat them. There might be a problem with them.
He just wants to eat them. That's why.
They look. You're right. They look like chestnuts.
Are they good?
To boot.
To boot. Exactly.
I might as well just eat the spaghetti.
May I try one?
Sketty. Yeah. Eating the sketty. He's gonna try.
Oh,
yep.
Man.
Good and terrible.
What? And for me to do this? I mean, I'd eat it, but...
Right.
It's just weird. The way it tore off, too.
Yeah, kind of. It's spongy.
Spongy little nuggets.
This has got meat glue written all over it.
Oh, it's probably just the meat glue.
Meat glue. Heathcliff.
Heathcliff. Yeah. You're probably not going to like these meatballs.
I don't.
What did you do to them? Why are they like kind of turds?
Well, that's what they are.
Oh, boy.
It's us. Yeah, they're not that good. They got a little spicy weirdness to them, too.
Well, because I put the red pepper.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
So, I guess let's go to the first song. What do you want to play?
What do you got for us? Oh, is it...
Do yeah, I? Yeah, whatever.
All right. Oh, is it...
Flats or heels or both?
What?
Flats or heels.
What the hell is that?
It's your fucking mic.
Oh, is that the, yeah, that's right, you had the
that
content.
I really fucking lost it?
Yes.
Like, what is this?
Like, what?
Truth or dare?
Sleepy Silver Door?
Sleepy.
What have I been doing?
Sleepy Silver Door.
Beyonce music video.
Music?
Thank you.
And we're back. Holy shit. Did you get that? It was amazing.
Get what? The album?
That was pretty good.
Dead Meadow.
Yeah.
From California.
So this is Wobble Womb?
Warble Womb.
I need some I need some wiggle room.
It's balance.
So I'm glad I just you know, came across some things that may help me along the way.
They may enhance your listening experience.
Right.
Like slow motion.
Yeah.
At least make it interesting.
I know. Need
shit. What?
We need
they
shit.
They don't even look at
it. You didn't try any?
No. I'm scared. You scared me away. I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Usually they look better than that.
It's not meat.
There's something weird about it.
Something weird balls.
Did they come shaped like that? Did you make them that shape?
They look like walnuts.
That's how they came.
You can tell there's a...
Wait, they came in ball shape?
Something funny about them, folks.
There's something weird. You bite into it and you feel like...
It just doesn't feel
it's not right.
An outer layer separated from the inner.
No, ew.
Kind of, yeah. But at the same time.
Were they like.
Absolutely disgusting.
At the same time.
See, because I can't imagine.
There's little air holes, so.
Making balls so uniform.
No, they just came like that.
In ball shape.
It came in a bag.
You bought bag ball shaped meat? What's wrong with you?
Yeah. It's pre cooked.
Ew, no wonder.
Trader Joe's has some peppers. If they're turkey meatballs, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
They have this weird.
You ain't
like,
made that.
But
I got that.
I don't know. It's been a while.
Loaf.
And then it's got a
meat
layer
bread.
Of mashed potatoes, and then it's got a layer of spinach.
It sounds like they want too much for me.
It's
three layers.
And we're back.
Alright, there we go. There we go. Alright. For $100.
Yes.
What are these meatballs made out of? Turkey. B. Pork. C. Man. D. Woman.
E. Giraffe.
Your next question. What is value? spider?
Honey, get the guns.
Get the spider.
What is value?
Value.
And I walked, you know, wait, I stood in the hallway and I watched him just closer and closer to our door. And I got a cat.
Turkey meatballs. B.
He's out there.
Sorry. I took too long
Burn him.
With the question and you Burn lost.
He can't get up there. He's too high.
So are you?
This game show is terrible.
At least give him a high five.
You think that's why they call it that?
What?
A high five?
What do you mean?
Is there under the influence?
Who is?
Whoever came up with it. You know, maybe it's like, hey, give me five. And it's like, dude, give me a high five.
Yeah, probably.
You under know? The influence.
You puff puff?
Oh, here we go. All right.
you had something you wanted to say, right?
When?
You were going to read some poetry?
No.
You prepared some poetry for us this eve?
I have not.
Oh.
You That's prepared Grandpa some poetry?
Sanderson. Grandpa Sanderson is doing the poetry. I'm sorry.
If you download my EP,
is this it?
You get a free poem. You can download it for free. It's called Spew.
Oh, we're not that kind of podcast.
So anyway, like I was talking about before, dreams. What is your favorite dream? That you ever had?
Oh, I don't know. I have this, you know, there's like the same location in dreams, but it's kind of
shitty. Why don't you remember the good ones? I know you gotta remember one good one.
Yeah, but those are the ones that are like fucking, you know, nocturnal emission in the bed.
About my butthole.
And you're like, oh man, that was a good dream. You're like a little embarrassed, so.
Samurai Jack. What is your favorite dream?
Get rid of it.
My favorite dream.
Favorite ever dream of all time that you ever had.
It's tough. But I'd say one of them was when a tiger walked out of a pond and licked my face.
That was pretty cool.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. That's like the Dragnet, you remember?
Yeah. Friday. Yeah. Friday.
Yeah. They're always trying to get him. Oh no, that was Get Smart.
Oh, you got sound effects?
Yeah.
Detective Friday.
This is what's going on in the hillbilly town. So I told you to bring.
I didn't even want to do it. It's hard to do an Australian accent.
Yeah. So, what would it's you? Hard. No, that's.
See, it's hard to do it.
What would you say? What would you say if you went down to the shore and had a little bimmy do?
Who the hell are you?
Well, I'm old Hamburger Hansen coming in straight off of Texas.
Straight off, man. Wow.
How do you want to take your hamburger?
In my hand, I guess. Where's your buddy Hot Dog Henderson?
I'm right here.
Hey,
how y'all doing tonight?
I see ya. I see
It's all right, pal. I've been here like a while. A how you doing?
One looks like a hot dog.
I've seen not many things in my life, but not much like Hot Dog Henderson over here.
Well, thank He's you, got, man. This comes from a fine, distinguished gentleman such as my friend here. It's just, it feels great. It's good to be here.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
You folks have people here often?
What?
You folks have people here often.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said something about the sand people.
I thought you asked.
Sand people.
Oh, man. Oh.
We got some desert around us.
Whoa.
Where we come from.
Not like that. Not, no.
I don't know if they're sand people, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, like the things from Star Wars.
Oh.
So,
you know.
Oh, gee, what the hell?
No.
All right, what are you calling? I see where you're coming from.
Yeah. All right.
I get it.
The not Guidos.
The Jawas.
What you call? The Jabberwockies.
There's sand people also.
Jabberwockies.
Jabberwockies.
No, that's... So why are you wearing a hot dog suit?
It's my uniform. It's my profession. My chosen profession. My craft, if you will.
You made right. suit?
It's an acquired skill. It's a technical skill. It doesn't take any random person that can come off the streets and come and do this.
I do.
You gotta have a knack for it, I guess.
That's nice. I like your hamburger pants, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you. You know, I didn't think you were going to notice, but...
They're very...
I mean...
The cheese, I can smell it.
These aren't exactly standard issue costumes. Mm. There's some customizations here.
And what is your What is your business? Tell me about your company.
Say what?
You said that's your uniform, right?
Yes.
And it takes a special skill or something. So what is it that you guys? What is it you do? What do you need these uniforms for? You look a little dumbfounded by this question. Are you some sort of cult?
You calling me dumb, son?
No, not at all, sir.
I was about
like
to
about
to raise up in here, my friend.
Hey, easy. We got bodyguards here. Franklin.
Yeah.
Who the hell?
I'm a spiritual man. All right. You know, no need to worry about that.
I don't
right
think
now.
You even want to worry about that.
He's black.
What was the question? That is the question. What was the question?
What is your company? Why do you have uniforms? Is this a cult?
Not exactly.
Does someone have like a tomato hat out there?
Now,
do we have French fries?
You got to have a knack for inspiring excitement in the folks, the common folk, the people of the town.
Okay.
Your patrons
like that,
of
yeah.
the store.
Right.
Understand. It takes a knack, you know what I mean? It's a lot like Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you really need to get a taste for over time.
You know what I mean? I've seen some guys just, they put something on.
So what do you do then?
They put on like an onion ring suit and just light up the town. You know what I mean?
They get just 1, 2, 3. You can just jump into
it. It's my choice. It's my, it's what it picked.
Is it like your identity?
It picked me. Really, it picked me, to be honest. I'm sorry. Absolutely. The hot dog kicked me. Something about it.
I just want to say that I love everybody who loves a hamburger in their hand. As far as I'm concerned, that's everybody.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about, my friend.
Okay.
He's spreading the good, really. The good. The nature, inspiring truth.
So you guys
truth,
do, like, you go to, like...
And perhaps
children's
hunger.
Hospitals, or...
Well, you know, I haven't stopped by there yet, but it's on my list.
That's good.
Sometimes, you know, you go down to the mall...
Uh-huh.
You know, perhaps they do, you know, large gatherings.
Right.
Right.
You do parties?
sometimes.
Do you raise money? You can turn this into a real good thing.
We do all right. It's not really about the money, you know what I mean?
No, not
it's,
at all. Well, you wouldn't see any money, but I mean...
You know, but it's unity, you know, elevating yourself, ones around you, you know, inspiring others.
But not the sick and needy.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean,
son.
Them too, if they happen to be in the right place at the right time.
You need to eat something so as you can get healthy and be strong. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You understand? I'm sorry for the formal talk. Informal.
No, it's,
there should be a little more
okay.
on it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Righteous. So, is it hard to sit in that thing? Because what's it made out of?
Well, it's I don't know about yours.
Mine's a combination of silk and cashmere.
Yeah.
They really...
It's a little finer. You know, a lot more people... Used to be the hot dog was primarily the most popular, you know, hand sandwich.
Yeah.
Right.
In the United States.
I helped quite a few in my day.
But now that the hamburger is quite popular with everyone and everywhere, really.
Uh-huh.
You got it far as...
I like mine with cheese.
Far as, you know, other side of the globe.
All the way.
All the way in Europe and things.
Wow.
Right.
But mine's made of like a fine polymer.
Oh, good. Comfy.
Very fine polymer and nylon and other materials.
Shit. That's great. Now, wow. I don't know where the other two.
Like
guys
I said, these are mostly standard
like
issue costumes with some subtle customizations.
Oh, standard issue costumes.
Mostly.
See, that's what I'm.
Once you've been doing it for a while, though, you know what you need, and you start
and
getting
you guys,
it.
Like,
you start you know, fiddling around with it.
Yeah. Add a little salt and pepper.
Got it. You know.
I don't know what you're doing out there, but
that you hang out with?
Who?
You guys like convert anyone? They give up their khakis and polos?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. I think you're missing the idea here, man.
No, I just have you inspired anyone. How did you guys meet? We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Wait, you can't just do that.
McDonald's? Yeah, McDonald's. Aww.
No, hey, Kayla, one second. You're a f***ing whore. You need to get your f***ing dirty ass off my purse and maybe own up to it and tell me you have it. You're just a dumb, dirty bitch. You don't deserve any guy. So, f*** you.
I can't understand.
I can't understand.
We'll be right back.
Now. Why are you?
I'm in charge.
I'm in charge. Now.